Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. If you're feeling like your life is a constant scroll, always just one notification away from being pulled back into the digital vortex, you are not alone. This show is all about reclaiming your time, energy, and sanity in a world obsessed with likes, follows, and the ever-elusive, perfect, online persona. And today, we're diving deep into something super important. Understanding the psychology behind why we use social media the way we do. Ever feel like you're constantly checking your phone, even when there are no new notifications? You know that feeling when your thumb just instinctively reaches for that screen, even though you haven't a clue what you're looking for? We've all been there, right? Well, science actually has some pretty fascinating explanations for this addictive cycle. First off, social media is designed to trigger our dopamine receptors. Dopamine is the feel-good chemical in our brains, and every like, comment, or share sends a little dopamine rush coursing through us. It's like a tiny reward system built right into these platforms, making us crave more and more of that digital validation. But here's the catch, those dopamine hits are fleeting. They're like sugar highs, temporary bursts of pleasure followed by a crash that leaves us wanting even more. This constant cycle can become incredibly difficult to break because our brains are wired to seek out these quick rewards, leading to obsessive scrolling and a feeling of emptiness when we're offline. Then there's the FOMO factor, fear of missing out. Social media is filled with carefully curated glimpses into other people's lives, often showcasing their seemingly perfect moments and experiences. This can trigger feelings of inadequacy and anxiety, making us feel like we need to constantly be in the loop to avoid missing out on something amazing. Another sneaky psychological trick? The illusion of connection. While social media can connect us with friends and family across distances, it often replaces genuine face-to-face interactions. These online connections, while valuable in their own way, can't fully satisfy our deep-seated need for human touch and real-life experiences. And let's not forget the impact on our self-esteem. Comparing ourselves to others online is a recipe for disaster. Remember those perfectly filtered photos and curated captions? They rarely reflect reality. Constant exposure to these idealized versions of ourselves and others can leave us feeling insecure, inadequate, and even depressed. Let me tell you about Sarah. She's a bright, talented young woman who constantly felt like she was falling behind. She'd spend hours scrolling through Instagram, comparing her life to the seemingly perfect lives of others. Every influencer seemed to be having incredible adventures, celebrating career milestones, and living their best lives, while she felt stuck in a rut. The more she scrolled, the worse she felt about herself and her own achievements. Sound familiar? This is exactly how social media's psychological traps can play out. So, what can we do about it? It's time to take control of our relationship with social media, not let it control us. Remember these key takeaways. 1. Be mindful of your triggers. What specific content or situations make you want to reach for your phone? Identifying those triggers is the first step in managing your usage. 2. Set boundaries. Decide how much time you're comfortable spending on social media each day and stick to it. Use app timers or website blockers if you need help staying on track. 3. Unfollow accounts that make you feel negative. It's okay to curate a feed that inspires and uplifts you, not drags you down. Remember, social media should be a source of connection and positivity, not comparison and anxiety. 4. Focus on real-life experiences. Schedule activities that bring you joy and connect you with people in person. These are the experiences that truly enrich your life. Remember, taking back control is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but every step you take towards mindful social media use is a victory. Until next time, keep scrolling intentionally, my friends. And remember, the real world is waiting for you. Go out there and live it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.